I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Stones percussionist and backing singer Bernard Fowler has put a new twist on some of the band's songs. His album, Inside Out, is a spoken word collection of their lyrics. Bernard has toured and recorded with the band since 1989. He uses a monitor on stage to anticipate Mick Jagger's vocals. Bernard grew up in New York City's Black and Puerto Rican Queens Bridge projects, surrounded by the city's soul and salsa sounds. He went on to form the New York City Peach Boys, whose dance hits were widely sampled, making Bernard's voice a soundtrack for many. He went on to work with Herbie Hancock, and it was Herbie's producer and collaborator, Bill Laswell, who introduced Bernard to his next incarnation.
I toured with Herbie for a long time. And during that tour, I had a break. I walk in my apartment, phone rings, it's Bill Laswell. Bernard, where are you? Go to the airport. There's a ticket there for you. I go to the airport. Excuse me, is there a ticket? She says, yeah, you got a first class ticket to London. Okay. I meet Bill in London. He says, yeah, you like the Stones? And I'm like, well, first record my father ever gave me was Rolling Stone record.
And now that sounds prophetic.
Yeah, really. And so we keep talking, and we come to this house. We walk up the house. The big black dude answers the door. Hey, you know, hey, Bill. He says, he's in that room. I don't know who he is. We walk in the room, and I'm in shock. It's Mick Jagger. Mick invites me on the floor. He's strumming. I'm humming. The next day, we go into the studio to work on his first solo album, She's the Boss.
Why did you decide to do this recording? It's called the Bernard Fowler Inside Out.
I did a show at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was a tribute to the Stones, and Chuck D was part of this all-star band, and Chuck D didn't show up for the first rehearsal. And I said, I've been messing around with this idea of spoken word stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if Chuck D doesn't come, you know, I'd like to try. And he said, well, yeah, it's just an idea. And then they started playing Sympathy for the Devil, and I recited it in poetry form.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for many long, long years. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate.
And Steve said, yo, man, if Chuck don't show up, we're definitely doing that. Chuck did show up, but we did it anyway.
Pleased to meet you. I hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is just the nature of my game.
You have had a career, you have all these obvious talents, but is it hard to be on stage with these, you know, four or five depending icons? Is that an unusual relationship for you to manage?
I think at the beginning, when I first started working with them, yes, it was, because up until that point, I was Mick Jagger in my world only. That's Mick, and that's his band. And you know what? Nobody does it better than the Rolling Stones. But I'm kicking some booty over there.
meet you. Have you guessed my name? But what's confusing you is just the nature of my game.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.